Okay, Tov, good morning. Today's daf is Daf Zayin. Daf 7, we left off at Daf Vav Amud Bet at the bottom of the page. Today's class should be for the Rifu Ashlema, Balachanim, Rechalam, Chemdam, Rechamach, Anjana, Amechan, Rechamach, Rechamach, Sarah, Manunir, Shalom, Masarah, Echav, Edivar, Rechav, Edachar, Rechav, Edachar, Shalom, Masarah, Moshe, Menefa, Moshe, Mechana, Yefav, Ben, Miriam, Yehuda, Ben, Yefa, Chaya, Asa, Mizrach, Rechav, Echana, Simcha, Ben, Melcha, Miriam, Ben, Miriam, Chana, Elena, Ben, Melcha, Sabah, Dabar, Okay, we are on the bottom of the page. Six lines from the bottom of the page on Vav Amud Bet 6b. We're in the middle of the line. Amar Rav Chista, Lo'olam al yatil adam ema yitera betoch beito. You should never place too much fear into your homes, on your wife. Sha'arei pilegesh b'giva hitil adaya ba'ala ema yitera ve'pila kamer revod me'Yisrael. Because the pilegesh, the concubine, in the Giva, the story that we learn in the book of Shofetim, in chapter 19, that the husband placed too much fear upon the woman, and she ran away, and it caused many tens of thousands of Jews to have fallen from Am Yisrael as a result. Meaning they were never, it caused big tragedy as a result. So therefore you see that you should never do that. It causes, it can cause a huge detriment. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Kol ha-metil ema yitera betoch beito, sofu ba lidei shalosh averot. Anyone who places too much fear in their home will end up falling into three different sins. Gilu arayot, shvichut damim v'chilul shabbat. Illicit relations, murder, and chilul shabbat. Why? So Rashi explains, gilu arayot, because at the time that she has to go to the mikveh, let's say it's cold out, she's going to be afraid of her husband, she's going to be afraid to say, I didn't go to the mikveh. And she's going to just sleep with him. Chas v'shalom. Number two, murder. She's going to get so scared that sometimes she'll run away from him. And maybe in the middle of the night or whatever. And she won't see a ditch. And she may fall into a ditch and die. So he can be a cause of her dying. And number three is chilul shabbat. Sometimes she's so worried, afraid that he's going to get upset at her. And she sees the food is not hot or the candles are not lit. On Shabbat, she's going to go and cook. On Shabbat, she's going to go and light the candles. So therefore, never place too much fear on the woman in the home. Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Had Amri Rabbanan, Shlosha Dvarim Tzarech Adam Lomar B'toch Beito. These three things that the Chachamim said that you need to say every Friday night in your home. Erev Shabbat, Im Chashecha, Erev Shabbat, right when it's getting dark. Isartem, Eravten, Hadikot Aner. It says, did you take Ma'aser? Did you do Ma'aser on the fruits that we are going to eat tomorrow? Did you do Eruv? This Machloket, which Eruv is talking about? Rashi over here says, Eruv Chatzerot, the Eruv of the different courtyards. Did you do Eruv and Hadlikot Aner? Did you light your candles? So you tell her to do all these three things. Sarich lemimrinu menichuta ki echidi lekidu mineh. You need to say it gently, never say these things in a strong way, so that she receives it from you. You should never be so strong with your wife. Amar Avashi, Anna lo shmia li hadir Rabba Bar Chana v'kemte misvara. I never heard this statement of Rabba, but I fulfilled it from logic. It makes sense that when you're speaking with your wife, when you're asking her to do things, obviously you always do it in a gentle way. Amar v'yabau, le'olam al yatil adam ema yitera v'toch beito. Do not place too much fear in your home. Sh'arei adam gadol yatil ema yitera v'toch beito ve'achilu dvar gadol. There was a great man who placed too much fear in his house, and they fed him a very bad thing. A very big thing. What is it referring to? Umanu, who is it talking about? Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. And what hechilus al kadadach? What was the story there? Did they really feed him something not good? Hashta behem tanshat tzadikim ena kadosh baruch hu mevita kala al yadam. Tzadikim atzman lo koshaken. We know the animals of righteous people, Hashem doesn't bring them to fail and eat something they're not supposed to. Or we learn this in the story in Masachet Chulin. There's a Gemara over there that explains the story, the donkey of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. It talks about over there. So you see over there that the animal of a tzaddik will not eat something they're not supposed to. How much more so the tzaddik themselves, Hashem will never bring something to them to eat something they're not supposed to. So Ela bikshula hachilo davar gadol. They wanted to give him something to eat. That wasn't good. Umayniu, what was it? Ever minachai? It was a live limb. What's the story here? Rabbi Chaninam ben Gamliel, basically, he had a slaughtered piece of animal. It was a limb that was supposed to be fed, and he got lost. So the people, the servants, what did they say? They said, oh, we're so scared of him. They wanted to go and bring an ever minachai. They wanted, so the Rashi says, they went and cut an animal's live limb, and they cooked it, and they brought it in front of him so that he would never know. You see that they wanted to feed him something that's Isur Torah, because he has too much fear in the house. What if there's people who are continuously bothering me, and I'm able to give them over to the king, to the government? I can tattletale on them and tell them what they're doing. Can I do that? Is that okay? It's called Moser. So he says, Sartet uchtav lei. He arched the lines in the parchment and he wrote, Amarti ashmerad derachai mechatol bilashoni. I will guard my ways from sinning with my lashon, my tongue. Ishmerad lefi machson meod rashan lenegdi. So the Gemara explains, what does this mean? Afal pisha rashan lenegdi ishmerad lefi machson. Even though there is a rasha in front of me, I will stay silent. You don't need to speak up. So the Gemara says, "Shalach leik amitzareli tuva, but no matzine deakumbehu." They are really bothering me. Imagine someone's really bothering you, causing you suffering. He says, "I can't stand it anymore." So shalach leik dom la donai vitchodel lo dom la Hashem hu yapilem lechal chadalim chadalim. He says, "Be silent, and Hashem will take care of them." And then it says, "Hashkem ve'ariv alehen lebeit hamidrash ve'en kalim alehen." Go in the Beit Hamidrash. If you go to the Beit Hamidrash, if you have a problem anytime, every night, every morning, go to the Beit Midrash, and they will die on their own. Hashem will take care of it. Hadavar yatsami pi Rabbi Elazar. So this came out of Rabbi Elazar's mouth. Untanuhu le gniva bekolar, and they placed gniva. Gniva was his tormentor, a person that continuously bothered him. They put him into this chains, into the kind of like a jail. They chained him up. So you see that because he had so much faith in God that you need to be, you know, have emunah in Hashem, even when someone's bothering you, Hashem took care of him as well. Shalachu leimor ukva. Zimra minalan da'asir. How do we know the music became asur when the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed? So, sartet uchtavle, he arched the lines, and he wrote to him, Al tismach Yisrael al gil amim. He wrote this pasuk. So the Gemara says, "V'li shlach lu mehacha." Why doesn't he just say the pasuk explicitly, where it talks about music? It says, "Bashir lo yishtu yain yemar shechad yishtotav." Says, "They should not be singing while drinking, and it should like be like bitter to them." So why didn't he bring it from this pasuk? Imahu havamin hanamin lezimra demana. About that puma share, I would have thought that's only talking about instrumental music that's forbidden, but vocal music, like a cappella, I would have thought that's fine. Kamashmala, it's coming to teach you that no, in the time when the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, all of it was asur. Amar le Ravuna bar Natan le Ravashi. My dichtiv, what does the pasuk mean when it says, kina v'dimona v'adada? Amar le, he said to him, atavta d'Eretz Yisrael kachashiv. He's mentioning the different cities of Eretz Yisrael. Amar le, he said back to him, atu anna lo yadana d'mitavta d'Eretz Yisrael kachashiv. I know that he's telling us the cities of Eretz Yisrael. Ela Rav Gevi'ah me'argiza amar ba ta'ama. Rav Gevi'ah explained the reason. Excuse me. Kol sheyesh lo kina al chavero v'domem shochen ade'ad oselo din. Anybody who has kina, his anger on his friend because of something that he did, he caused him suffering, and you stay silent, the person who is here forever, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to take care of you. He's going to take care of the judgment. You don't need to worry about it. Amar le elamata. If that's the case, what's the pasuk over here? What does this mean? It says tziklag umadmana vesansana. What does this pasuk mean? So achinami, is it the same thing? Amar le I have a Rav Gevi'ah mibeg argiza hacha have amar bataama. If Rav argiza was here, if Rav Gevi'ah was here, he would explain the reason. Rav Acha mibechoza amar bahachi. Rav Acha explained the following. Kol mi sheyesh lo tzaakat legima al chavero v'domem, It uses the term tsa'akat legima, right? Tziklag. So anybody who has the tsa'aka of a legima, that means Rashi says someone stole from him. He went into his industry right next to him and stole from him, whatever. And he stayed silent. The guy shochen basne oselodin. The person who is residing in the bush, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of him, will do judgment for him, meaning he'll be taken care of. You don't have to worry. If someone comes and tries to cheat you and you stay silent and you don't go, you know, you don't bad talk them and stuff like that, Hashem will take care of you. Amar le rish galuta l'arafuna. Kelila minalan da'asir. How do we know kelila is asur? Rashi says, hayu osin atarod ha'chatanim. They would make these crowns for the chatanim. Where did we learn this? We just learned this, Masachet Sotah. The atarod chatanim that they stopped. How do we know it's asur? Amar le midrabanan. It's rabbinic. Didnan, as the Mishnah says, this was Mishnah Masachet Sotah. Vapulmos shel Aspasianus, the army of Aspasianus, gazur atarot chatanim v'al ha'irus. They made a gezerah on the crowns of the chatanim and the irus, what was the irus? If you remember, that was the drum that we referred to in the previous Masachet. So the Gemara says, Adahachi kam Ravuna leifnuye. Ravuna, in the meantime, he went to the restroom. He went to use the restroom. Amar le Rav Chista responded to Rish Galuta, Kraktiv, it says in the Pasuk, Ko amar Adonai Elohim, hasir hamitznefet v'harima atara. Remove the turban and put the crown. Zot lo zot, this not this. Hashafala hagbea v'agavoa hashpil. Says the low should be raised and the high should be put down. So the Gemara says, v'chima inyan mitznefet etzel atara. What does the turban have to do with the crown in the same pasuk? So ela lomar lach, bizman shemitznefet b'rosh kohen gadol, atara b'rosh kol adam. When the mitznefet, the turban is at the head of the kohen gadol, the crown at the head of every person. When the Kohen Gadol's mitznefet, his turban is removed, therefore the crown on every person's head is also was batel. Adahi, in the meantime, Atar Ravuna returned. Ashkechenu dehavo yatveh, he saw they were sitting. Amar leh, so Rav Chisa said to Ravuna, Ha'elohim idrabanan. It's really a rabbinic enactment. Ela chista shema v'chistain milach. Rather, your name is chista, and your words are chistain. Rashi says chasudim v'naim dvarecha. You have beautiful words, but your name is chista. Your name is chista, and you have beautiful words. Ravina ashkechei lemor baravashi, dava gadel kelila v'rate. He saw Mor Baravashi was raising, he was growing one of these kelilas, the crowns for his daughter. So the Gemara says, "Amar le lo savar la mor hasir mitzvah v'harim atara." Do you not hold of the gezerah, the decree that we said you have to remove it? We don't put these anymore. Amar le dumiyad the kohen gadol. It's similar to the kohen gadol b'gavrei. That's only the action. The prohibition was only for males, but aval b'nashei lo. But for female, for women, there was no problem of this crown. So the Gemara says, "What does it mean in the pasuk? Ma'iz zot lo zot." Darash Rav Avira, Zimnin Amar La Mishmei Rabbi Ami, Zimnin Amar La Mishmei Rabbi Yasi. Some say it in the name of Rabbi Ami, and some say it in the name of Rabbi Yasi. B'sha'a she'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, the time that Hashem said to the Jewish people, Haser mitznefet v'harim ha'atara, Amru malachei, so he's saying, remove the turban and put the crown, meaning, Amru malachei ashar lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ministering angel said to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Zot lahen la'Yisrael she'ikdimu lefenecha b'sinai na'aser l'nishma. Is this the punishment that Am Yisrael receives? That in Har Sinai they said we will do, and then they said we will listen. Why are you punishing them like this? So the Gemara said, "Amar lahen." Hashem said back to them, "Lo zot lahen la Yisrael sheishpilu et hagavoa v'yigbiu et hashafal v'yimidu tzelem b'yichal." Is this not fitting for them that they raised the down people? Sorry, they put down the great people and they put up the low people, and they put a tzelem, they put an image of avodah zarah in the hechal. So they sin to me. I shouldn't punish them. So this is a proof that Hashem punishes when people sin. Darash Rav Avira, Zimnin Amar La Mishmei Rabbi Ami, Zimnin Amar La Mishmei Rabbi Yasi. Some say in the name of Rabbi Ami, some say in the name of Rabbi Yasi. My dichtiv, what is the pasuk mean when it says, Kwa Amar Adonai, Im Shalamim V'chen Rabim V'chen Nahozu V'Avar. What does the pasuk mean? Im Ro'e Adam Shemizonatev Mitzumtzamin Yaseh Men Tzedaka. You see somebody has only a little bit of money, what should you do? Not save it. Try to make tzedakah with it. Try to give tzedakah with it. How much more so when a person has a lot of money, he should make tzedakah with it. What does this end of the pasuk mean? Tanei Devar Yishmael. Kol hakozez minechasav ve'oseh me'en tzedakah, nitzal midina shel gehinam. Wow. Anybody who cuts from his property, from his worth, from his wealth, and he gives tzedakah, he will be saved from the judgment of hell, of gehinam. Mashal l'shtei yerechelot. This is a parable to these two sheep. Shayu ovrot b'mayim. They were passing through the water. Achad gezuza, ve'achad ena gezuza. One, he was sheared, his wool was cut. The other one was not. Gezuza avra, she'ena gezuza lo avra. The one that was cut, that was thinner, was able to go through. The one that was not able to go through. The nimshal, what is the nimshal? So Rashi says, harin v'shulim la'ovrim benar al yedei gezuza, she'gezuza overed, kach gazoz me'en tzadkav yirbu. So too, a person, if he cuts from what he has, even though you have a lot of wool, you can have a lot of money, but if you cut it, you slim yourself out, and you give tzedakah with that, you make yourself thinner, you'll be able to go through and get to Olam Haba very easily, much easier. You should always give tzedakah.
Then the pasuk says, "Ve'initich." Amar muzra tefilu ani hamitparnes min tzedakah yaseh tzedakah. Even an ani, a poor person who is getting tzedakah, should give tzedakah. As poor as a person is, he should still give tzedakah, no matter what. Lo anech od. It says, "Taner Rav Yosef shuv ein marin lo simnei aniyut." That a person who gives tzedakah will never see poverty again. This is the greatness of giving charity. If you give charity, we said that it cuts. It'll be easier for you. You'll be able to get into the world to come much easier, and that you will never see poverty ever again. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mirekem LaMizrach. Now we talk about the land of Israel. So the Gemara said that Akko was the northernest part of Israel. So leMemra the Akko disfona the Eretz Yisrael kaima. Does that mean that Akko is north of Eretz Yisrael? Urminu, we have a contradiction. If somebody was going from Akko to Chziv, if you look at the Gemarot, if you have a Gemara, it shows you in the Rashi, it shows you a map. It's a very clear map how it works. But we're going to see it as we go through. It says he was going from Akko to Chziv. Mimino lemizrach aderech. It says that on his north, on his right side, he's walking through this path. He's going from here to Chziv. Okay? And on his right side, on the eastern side of the Derech, it is Tameh, out of doubt, because of Eretz Amim, it's the non-Jewish land. They made a decree on the non-Jewish lands that they would have Tum'ah, they would have impurity. And Upetura mina Ma'aser, it is exempt from giving Ma'aser, because it's not the land of Israel. Umina Shvi'it, and from Shvi'it, it's not Israel. Ad shivadalecha shichayevet, until you find out for sure that it may be obligated to give. But until then, that side was not considered part of Israel. Mismalo, on the left side, the Me'arav HaDerech, on the western part of the path, HaTehora Mishum Eretz Amim, it is pure from the non-Jewish land, V'chayevet B'Ma'aser V'Shvi'it, and it is obligated in Ma'aser, giving one-tenth, V'Shvi'it, and the seventh year produce, not to work the land, Ad Shivadalecha Shivtura, until you find out that no, it's actually exempt. Ad Hechan, until what point? Until Chziv, that would be the end. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Mishum Aviv, he said in the name of his father, Ad Lav Lavo, he said, no, until Lav Lavo. But either way, what do you see from here? That the most northern part, what's north, it doesn't sound like that Akko is most north of Eretz Yisrael. These places you keep going, they're still part of Eretz Yisrael. It says until Chziv or until Lav Lavo, they're part of Eretz Yisrael still. So what do you see? That what we said in the Mishnah, that Akko was that northern part, that's not true. So the Gemara says, no, it is true. What is talking about here? Amar Ba'er Ritzu'an Nafka. It's an extended piece of the part of Eretz Yisrael that's not mentioned. Really, the borders is Akko. But there's this extended piece of land that goes until Chziv or until Lav Lavo that is also really part of Eretz Yisrael, but it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. Ve'yahiv Tana Simaneh Hachi. Will a Tana ever give a sign to remember like the land of Israel from a small little extra plot? That's not actually part, but it is part. Why would he ever do that? The Gemara answers, yes. Look at the pasuk in Kranami Ahiv Simana. Look at the pasuk Dichtiv Vayomeru. This is a pasuk in Shofetim. It says Vayomeru Hinechag Adonai B'Shilo. The festival of Hashem is in Shilo. Miyamim Yamima Hashem Mitzvona LeBeit El. It is north of Beit El. Mizrecha Hashemesh on the eastern side of the Mesila of the path. Ha'olam Beit El Shechema, from Beit El to Shechem, and umi Negev leLevona, and from the Negev to Levona, it's south of the Levona. So look at if you look at the Rashi, Rashi makes it very clear. This is Beit El, this is Shechem, so he has to go north to get to Shechem. On the eastern side, you have Shiloh sitting over there on the eastern side. Why did he mention it? There's no need for him to mention it in the pasuk. The only reason to mention it is to show you where like the middle point is in between the path. So why is he mentioning that? It has nothing to do with the story. So the answer is because sometimes the pasukim actually do mention something that is a middle ground in the maps. And so therefore you see from here also, Amara Papa, the Mizracha Shel Mesila, it's only the eastern part of the path, but still it mentions it. So too over here, by our case, even though it's just an extra plot of the land of Eretz Yisrael, it still mentions it as well. And the Psukim are so exacting and meduyak that they mention every single part of it, even if it's not necessary for the story, but it's mentioning it as an extra part, but this wasn't mentioned in our Mishnah. Okay, we'll stop there. A quick 1 minute recap. We started by talking about a person should never instill too much fear in their homes, because God forbid it can cause their wife to get too fearful and cause a lot of detriment in the home. Number two, you're not allowed to be a moser. You're not allowed to give over another Jew to the government when they're doing something wrong. Number three, the mitzvah of tzedakah. We said how important it is for a person to give charity, and a person who gives charity and he cuts from his earnings, Hashem will take away his judgment in hell, in Gehinna. And the last part of the daf, which is the Amud Bet, was talking about Akko. Was Akko the most part of Eretz Yisrael, the most northern part of Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara understood, no, not really. But it didn't mention the other parts, because those were just an extra strand. This was the real part of the border. And those were just an extra strand. And sometimes it does include an extra strand in the Psukim. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen. Amen. Amen.